Hey guys, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. I hope you guys have had a great week. It has been a great week for me. I actually have just started my half marathon training, and I'm going to plug it a little bit because there's not too much going on in the world of CrossFit. Going to kind of hit some of the headlines, maybe some of the stories that you did not hear. I subscribe to a weekly thing. It's called the Morning Chalk Up. I don't know if you guys have ever heard it, but if you guys want to get kind of the biggest and best stories and kind of just what is going on in the CrossFit realm, head on over to Morning Chalk Up. They've got, it's a daily newsletter during the week, and it is incredible. I have it. I get it every single day. And I love it. You know, it's one of those things where it brings up stories that maybe you don't follow someone on Instagram, or maybe you don't follow every CrossFit athlete, or you don't know every single thing that is going on in the CrossFit universe at a time. But this kind of puts it all into written form. It kind of lets you explore and maybe get to know some people that you may not have ever heard of before, or maybe that you never even knew existed. So I would suggest very highly that you head on over to Morning Chalk Up and subscribe to their newsletter. It's incredible. That's where I get a lot of my news for CrossFit. If I want to know what's going on in the CrossFit realm, maybe something that I didn't hear of, they are great. They have sponsored us, and they have kind of not sponsored us, but they have featured some of our interviews with Christmas Abbott, Ben Smith in the past, and many, many more. So big shout out to Morning Chalk Up. If you guys haven't done so already, head on over to Morning Chalk Up, and I think it's just morningchalkup.com, and click subscribe to their newsletter. It is, if you are into CrossFit at all, it is one of the best things that you are going to do. While you are over there and while you are on social media or anything like that, go check us out. Whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or even on Twitter, we are all over the place. On Instagram, we are just big_red_express. We post all the time on there. I'm going to be trying to post more and more. But we are also on the Instagram, which is, I just told you, we are on the Twitter, which is @BigRedExpress01. And of course, you cannot forget to go like us on Facebook at the Big Red Express. That's where you guys can kind of get in touch with us if you have any questions, concerns. If you just want to tell us how great of a job we're doing, or if you hate our podcast and you want to tell us how much you hate our podcast, hey, that's the best way to do it as well. I hope there is no one out there that hates our podcast, but nonetheless, we love to get your feedback and we want to see kind of how we guys can get involved with you. Before we kind of get started, got to give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido. They have been with us since really the beginning of the podcast, man. We've been doing this for about 2.5 years, almost 3 years. Actually, it was 3 years last month. So we've been doing this podcast for 3 years. They were one of the first ever sponsors of this podcast. If you are ever in the Chesapeake area, you guys need to head on over to Great Bridge and go check them out. They are located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station. And they are incredible. The best food that you will ever get in Hampton Roads. And I will put my reputation on it as well. Got to give a huge shout out. We were on the Lion's Heart Radio podcast not too long, probably about a year or so ago. And Francisco, I'm trying to think of what his name is. But the host of there is actually doing a fundraiser. He reached out to me. He's trying to do a fundraiser. If you guys want to go, they're actually going to go and auction off a squat rack. If you guys want to go over to their Instagram account, it is @ProjectMotive. And the bidding is going to start at $200. It's made by Joe Alexander, a good friend of the podcast, and he's, you know, done a bunch of stuff. Bidding is going to start at $200. All the money goes toward bikes. And also, he's got a GoFundMe account, which I'll put in the description below, so you guys can go do that. This Friday, actually, he is going to be trying to buy 100 bikes for children in Hampton Roads. On Friday, he is going to be riding a stationary bike at Town Center, and he's not getting off until they raise enough money to get all the bikes that they can get for people around the area. I love it, and a big shout-out to Joe and to Francisco to kind of getting all this thing going. Like I said, I will post all that in the description and our kind of the info box down below. So if you want any questions of that, you guys can reach out to me personally. Or if you're in the town center area, I believe it's going to be out in Virginia Beach. I will double check on that and then post it in the description. Should be in the GoFundMe account link as well. But stop by, go say hey to him. He's going to be riding his bike all day long until he raises the money to get 100 bikes for those kids. But go on over to Project Motive and start the bidding on that squat rack. It's a custom-made squat rack, a handmade squat rack, and it is made by one of the best guys that I know and one of the best guys in the business when it comes to making equipment and things like that, Joe Alexander. We're going to have him on the podcast at some point down the road. Just got to get connected with him. No problem. But also, guys, this is going to be kind of just a podcast. Not really too much has happened. I know, you know, we're going to bring up some big things. Some world records were broken. But I, like I said, I've started my half marathon training this week. I am going to actually have another podcast associated with my progress, just because I've been posting my daily runs and all that stuff on my social media pages at Big Red Express and at my Robbie Vogler account. But I wanted to do something where I can kind of reach out to people and get to know the running community a little bit more. And I'm actually going to be starting a sort of a podcast. It's going to be called the Non-Runners Run Cast. And I'm excited to do that and kind of get involved. They're going to be quick episodes every Sunday, I believe, after my run. They're going to be up on SoundCloud. I'll post that. But they're going to be after every week of my running. Maybe I'll do them on Monday mornings. Maybe I'll do them on Sunday after my run, but it'll just depend on my schedule. But be on the lookout for that. I'm going to be kind of keeping up with my progress via that as well. So I mentioned some world records were broken. It looks like and you guys know that the Dubai Fitness Championships are coming up in December. I know we got a lot of big, big names. We're going to be talking about that the closer it gets. I'm sure we're going to be previewing once the heat list and the starting list come out for that. But it looks like there was some more top news in Dubai. The police officers in Dubai recently broke the Guinness World Records for the most people participating in mass exercise. This is via Morning Chalk Up. Some background, the Dubai Fitness Challenge is an effort to help Dubai become the most active city in the world. And with burpees, they did it. It was a challenge that consisted of 30 minutes of exercise for 30 days. And they also got the Dubai PD gathered nearly 1,500 people, including many of the Dubai police officers, to do burpees for 2 minutes, setting the world record. The previous world record was set in the UK last year at 689. So that's pretty cool. I would love to see 1,500 people doing burpees all at once. It was, and I'm sure it was a sight to see. I'm going to go look the video. If you guys want to check out the video, click the link below, and you guys can actually, you know, go check that out as well. We're gonna post kind of what they did. I don't know if there's actually if there's a way that we can do that, but I'm pretty sure I am going to post the link to the news article in the link below in our description below. So make sure you guys go check that out. It's a great thing. And it's so much fun to see so many people doing burpees and getting fit and stuff like that. I love that. Maybe we'll put something on. Maybe if we can get 1,500 people together in the Hampton Roads area, we'll get together and we'll break the Guinness Book of World Records. How about it, people? Let me know if you're interested in that. We can get it set up. We will get everyone that we can. I know a lot of people, maybe not 1,500 people, but I know a lot of people, and I think we can make it work. I think that'd be kind of fun. But anyway, guys, it has been a crazy week. Like I said, starting my half marathon training, I'm going to be keeping you guys updated via the Non-Run Runcast. If you guys want to go to my Instagram, I actually have a separate Instagram account for the Runcast. It's actually Non-Runner Runcast, but the runner and the Runcast, kind of the R's are the same. So it's really, it looks kind of like the Non-Runner Uncast, but it is really the Non-Runner Runcast. You guys can search it. I hope you guys give us a follow over there. If you have any questions, we'll be posting it in the Big Red Express one if you need to find it as well. I guarantee you we're going to be trying to add up my following on that as well as I go throughout these next, you know, 4 months training for the Shamrock Half Marathon coming up in March. I'm excited to do that race. I'm nervous, but I'm excited to kind of track my journey and take you guys along in the journey as well. I'm not going to be talking about it too much more after today on this podcast. You guys are going to have to tune into the Non-Runner Runcast that's going to be hosted on SoundCloud. I will post the link in every description every single week for a new episode, so you guys can keep track of that. I maybe mention it once or twice, but I'm not going to go into detail like I am this week. It was kind of a slow week in CrossFit. I think one of the biggest headlines was Rich Froning lit his front yard on fire. I think him and some friends got together. I think Matt Frazier was a part of that. Got together, was racing some cars in his front yard, and I guess the cars weren't really as good a quality as they would have liked. And so what did they do? They lit their front yard on fire. Luckily, the Cooksville County police officers or the firefighters were able to come in and help them out and avert any fire from starting and any fire from spreading along the side there in Cooksville, Tennessee. So some very interesting stories. Glad everyone is okay. Glad Rich is okay. Glad Matt is okay. And I'm kind of glad Rich Khalifa got out of there when he did. He was there last week training, as I'm sure many of you guys saw it. They posted that picture of the fittest men, or one of the fittest pictures in terms of the men's side. I think it was missing one person. His name's Ben Smith. But nonetheless, we posted something. I'm going to be giving away a free pair of Stan socks. I actually have the winner of those. I know I said that I would post the winner on Sunday. I know I said that and I apologize that I did not, but you know what? Got to get people listening to the podcast in order to find out who's going to win. So I'm going to announce the winner right now. We had, the question was on the post, on November 8th, who is your favorite CrossFit Games champion ever? And they do not have to be in that picture. I posted that picture of Khalifa, Frazier, and Rich. We got a lot of great answers. We got some Andy Thor's daughter. We got some Ben Smith, Rich, Matt. Man, the list went on and on. But I am excited to say that our winner was none other than Scott Cummings. Scott, congratulations on winning your free pair of Stan socks. Perfect in time for the holidays. This is my Thanksgiving present to you. We are going to be trying to do some things as well. We're trying to get Pip on, talk about the 12 days of Christmas once again. But nonetheless, guys, we are so excited to, you know, so many things. But congratulations to Scott, who won a free pair of Stan socks for commenting on our Facebook comment contest. Make sure you guys keep posted on the Facebook page and the Instagram page for more contests that we do. We are going to do many more as the weeks go on, especially leading up to Christmas. We want to make sure you guys got some great stocking stuffers only from the Big Red Express. Guys, that's going to do it for me. I know it's a shorter episode, but next week we got some great content going up. I hope you have a great, great week. Next week is Thanksgiving. Get your workouts in now so you can eat all the food next week. Have a great weekend, guys. Have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you soon.